Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Public Transportation Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The U.S. Embassy opens today in Jerusalem. Dr. Miriam Adelson wrote the top story in Israel Hayom, the paper she owns with her husband Sheldon. The headline is Big Day for America and Israel. Our colleague Nahal Tusi has a story this morning about how Trump's Jerusalem bet has defied the most dire predictions. Spotted in Israel for the opening of the American Embassy in Jerusalem, Senators Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Dean Heller, and Mike Lee. The Washington Post reports that Ivanka and Jared will also be on hand and that the Israeli army is ready for large-scale Palestinian protests, especially in Gaza, where demonstrations are expected to be the largest.
There are 176 days until Election Day. A few legislative landmines remain. The simmering immigration debate in the House. Seven more GOP signatures sets up an immigration vote on the House floor. On trade policy, Speaker Paul Ryan said last week that he needs to be notified May 17th, that's this Wednesday, of a new NAFTA deal in order to consider it in the lame duck session of Congress. We have serious doubts about Congress's ability to ratify a new NAFTA in the lame duck, especially if Democrats take the House. The Farm Bill. Our Politico Pro colleagues have been chronicling the uphill battle House Ag Chairman Mike Conway of Texas is waging to get votes for his rewrite of the Farm Bill. This bill is tough in the best of times. And of course, government funding. The White House is trying to convince Congress to pass all 12 appropriations bills on the House and Senate floor before August. That's, of course, fantasy. But the president is clearly itching for more border money, which could spark a massive battle in September when government funding runs out.
Our colleague Burgess Everett has a look at Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and whether he will hold fast against CIA Director nominee Gina Haspel. At the White House, the fallout over Kelly Sadler's comments about John McCain continue to rage. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan took to Twitter yesterday, condemning the low level of civil discourse and respect that have infected politics on both sides. The White House, he said, should show some respect and apologize. CNN is reporting that Sadler told McCain's daughter Megan that she would apologize publicly for the morbid joke. She has not apologized.
Scotland's national newspaper is reporting that federal funds were used to pay for President Trump's visit to a Scottish resort he owns. The payment is the first time Trump's Scottish businesses have received money directly from the government. The trade wars are continuing to rage. The Washington Post reports that the White House is using penalties against China telecom giant ZTE as a bargaining chip as the U.S. and China discuss a potential trade deal. Trump was tweeting about this yesterday, saying he is working with China on this and that the Commerce Department has been instructed to get it done. Trump's best Twitter line, he tweeted, "Be cool. It will all work out."
Trump was also tweeting about pulling out of the Iran deal and how changes to our thought process on terror must be made in the wake of the terror attack in Paris. On the investigations front, the Washington Post is reporting that Trump and his allies are going on the offensive as Bob Mueller's probe is entering its second year. The paper is reporting that Trump could vent to associates as many as 20 times a day over the FBI raids on his personal attorney. He wants better spokespeople on television defending him. Meanwhile, more details are emerging about Michael Cohen's pitch to try and woo DC business. The Wall Street Journal reports that Cohen also tried multiple times to get Uber to hire him, despite the fact that he owned taxi medallions in New York, a potential conflict of interest.
Ben White and Nancy Cook are up with a piece looking at how Larry Kudlow has brought a new strategy to the White House. Kill him with kindness, a stark difference to his hard-charging predecessor, Gary Cohen. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.